Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf 117, Kuf Yud Zayin. We left off at the bottom of the page on Kuf Tet Zayin Amavet, 116b, at the Mishnah, at the bottom of the page. The Mishnah begins the following. HaGozel Sadeh Mechavero, somebody stole a field from his friend, Talua Masikin, and these strong men came and took it. Im makad medina, if it's a makad medina, omer lo harishach halafanecha, he can come and say, here is what's in front of you is yours. If it's because of the thief, chayav la'amid lo sadeh acher, he has to give him another field. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there's two versions. Some say masikin, some say matzikin. So man detanim masikin lo mishtavesh, man detanim matzikin lo mishtavesh. Whoever teaches masikin is not error, and whoever teaches matzikin is not an error. So man detanim matzikin lo mishtavesh, dichti matzor matzok, that it uses the word matzor in the pasuk, referencing to Metzikin. Matzok, referencing to Metzikin. Uman detani, Metzikin lo mishtabesh, and even with the Samech, it's not mistaken. Dichtiv yaresha tzelatzal, and we translate that yachsenine saka'a, that the plunderers actually inherit. So over here also it's referencing to the Metzikin. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, Mechamad agazlan chayav, it's because of the thief, he's liable. What's the case? Maybe they came after his field, but not his land, not after all of the land, all of their land of the place. We already learned in the Reish of the Mishnah, if it's a Makkah of the Medina, and then we said, no, but if not, not. So Lo Tzricha must be talking about that he didn't steal it himself, he heard that they're coming to steal, and he pointed to them where to go, where to steal from. Lishna Harina, we have another Lashon. What are we dealing with here? Kigon de Ansua Akum. The non-Jews came in, and the Goyim came and stole it. Ve'amrile. And they said, Achavuye Arate, show us, point us where the land is. Ve'achaveh ahu ba'adai. And he pointed to this land with it. Ahu gavra de achaveh karyad de chite de ve'erish kaluk. There was a guy who pointed to the wheat storage of the Reish Galuta. Atla came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman. Chayver Rav Nachman Shalomi. Rav Nachman said you have to pay. Yativ Rav Yosef Acharid Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Yativ Rav Huna Bar Chiya came to Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya to Rav Nachman. He said to Rav Nachman, Dina o Knasa? Is it a din what you're saying, or is it a fine? So Amar Le Matnitani, he says it's a Mishnah what you're asking. Ditnan Imechamad Gazlan Chayav Lamin Lo Sadeh Acher. He said it's because of the Gazlan. You have to pay him. You have to give him another field. That sounds like, and we're talking about a case where someone else stole and he just pointed to it. So from here you see that it's a din, it's not just a knas. So Batar the Nafak, when he left, Amayle Rav Yosef to Rav Huna Bar Chiya, he said to Rav Huna Bar Chiya, my nafkalach minay, what's the difference, flipping the amud, I dina iknasa, whether it's a din or it's a knas, it's a fine. So Amayle, he said to him, I dina gamrina minay, iknasa lo gamrina minay, if it's a din, we can learn from it. Whereas if it's a fine, you're not able to learn from it. We not tamer the knasalo gamrina. How do we know from a fine you don't learn from? So the Tanya is the right that says barishona hayu amrin. In the beginning, they used to say ametameh vamenasech. Someone is metameh his taharot of his friend, or menasech yain, or he makes a yain nesech for avodah zara. Chazur lamar, and then they came back and said afa medamea. Even if somebody mixes chulin with truma. So what is it talking about? Chazru in lo chazru lo. That's only because they retracted did they add this. But if they didn't retract, they wouldn't have added it. So my tama, what's the reason? Lav mishum de knasa lo de knasa lo gamrina mine. Is it not because it's a fine, and from a fine you're not able to learn? So the Gemara says lo. That's not why. Meikara sabri. Originally they thought lehev said merube chashashu, lehev said muad lo chashashu. In the beginning they thought that we worry for a big loss and not for a small loss. At the end they thought, no, they have said, Mu'ad nami chashashu, even for a small loss, we're also worried. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that true? Vatani Abu Rabbi Avin, the father of Rabbi Avin said, in the beginning they used to say, Amitameh v'amidameh. Someone is mitameh, he makes his friends taharot tameh. Or midameh makes his truman chulin. Chazulamar, and then they retracted and said, Afamenasech, even if someone makes yain nesech. Chazur in lo chazur lo, only because they retracted. If they didn't retract, no. My tam, what's the reason? Lav mishum de lo gamrina miknasa, is not because we don't learn from a fine. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not why. Meikar sabri Rabbi Avin. Originally, we thought like Rabbi Avin. Ulvasov Savik Rabbi Yirmiyahu. At the end, we thought like Rabbi Yirmiyahu. What is it talking about? Minikara Savik Rabbi Avin. At first, we thought like Rabbi Avin. That what do we say? That Amar Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says Zarachet Mitchilat Arba Lesof Arba. If somebody throws an arrow, shoots an arrow in the Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat from one spot for Amot. And he ripped someone's clothing, his garments on the way. Patur, he's exempt from payment to that person. Why? Shari akirat sorech hanachahi. The uprooting of that arrow was needed for the hanacha, for the hanacha. This is a rule in regards to carrying that person is liable midoraita for carrying in Rishut HaRabim when he does akira, when he uproots the item and he does hanacha and he stops. And he's putting down of the item. If a person just walks, he doesn't stop in the Rishut HaRabim. He just walks, but he doesn't stop. He's not over al Yisur Deoraita. It's only Akira. Once he stops, then he does Hanacha. That's why they say if a person remembers while he's walking, all of a sudden he forgets, oh, I have something on me in the Rishut HaRabim, you shouldn't stop. Because if you stop, then you're over al Yisur Deoraita. So what are you supposed to do? You continue walking, you find somewhere that's a Makom Petur, where it's somewhere that's exempt, like a fire hydrant or something like that, and you place it on that. That's what you would do. So the Gemara says, "Umitchayev menafsho." Over here, since he did isur deoraita of chilul Shabbat, he's liable to death. He's liable to stoning, and he ripped someone's clothing, so he should be liable to payment. But we have a rule, kim lei b'derabba minei, that when the person has two violations that he does at the same time, we always give him the stricter of the two punishments. Since over here, one is the isur of death, one is the isur of payment of damages, he would just be put to death and would not have to pay. Uvasov Savri Rabbi Yirmiyahu. At the end, we thought like Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Damar Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "Mishat Hagba Kanye." From the time he lifted it, he acquired it. Ichayev le mamon. He became liable to money. From Ichayev le nafsho lehavi achat nisuch. But he wouldn't be liable to his death penalty until he did nisuch hayayin. Meaning, once he picked up the wine, now he acquired it. So now he's liable to the damages. Whereas only once he does yayin nesech for avodah zarah, only then he's liable to death. So it's two separate times. Ravuna bar Yuda ikled be'Evyone. He went to the house of place of Evyone. Ata kamed Rava. He came in front of Rava. Amar le kluma ase baleyetcha. Did any incident come in front of you? Amar le, he said to him, Israel shan nasuhu of dekochavim veheram amon chaverob baleyadi. A case of where goyim came after a Jew to steal from him, and he pointed to the money of his friend. What's the din? So v'chiyavtiv, and I made him liable in such a case. So Amar Lei Adar Uvadale Marei. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to retract. The Tanya, the Brayta says Israel Shanasu of Dekochavim. If Goyim came after a Jew, Ve'ram Amon Chaveron, he pointed to the money of his friend. Patur, he's exempt. Vim Natal Ve'Natan Bayad. But if he gave it with his hands, then Chayav. Then you'd be liable. So you see, only if you actually gave it with your hands. So Amar Rabba says Im Heram Me'Atzmo. If he pointed on his own accord, it's as if he gave it on his own, and therefore, that's why he'd be liable. Now we're going to have a bunch of stories. There was a person who Goyim stole from, he pointed to the wine of Mari, son of Rav Pinchas, son of Rav Chista. Amrulay, he said, the Goyim said to him, Dariv Amti Ba'adan, come and help us drag it. So Darav Amti Ba'adan, he went and helped them. Atal Gamid Ravashi, he came in front of Ravashi, Patrine, and he made him Patur. So Amrulay, Rabbanan, Ravashi, they said to Ravashi, Batanya, the writer says, Im Nasav and Atan Bayad Chayav, if you explicitly give it to them, you're liable. So Amar Leu, Hanimili Hecha Delo Okme Ilave Meikara. That's only if a person does not. The goyim doesn't make a siman on it. But if they did, meaning they were taking these products, mikle kalye, it's already like they're taking it, and therefore even if you help them because you're afraid of you're nervous for whatever reason, that's not, you wouldn't be liable for that. As a contradiction, amar lo anas, if a thief said hoshed li pekia amir ze o eshkol anavim ze, give me this food or this cluster of grapes, v'hoshitlo, and he passed it over to him, chayav, he's liable. Oh, why is he liable? We just said you're exempt. So, what are we dealing with here? You're going to kayi betrei avrei denara. But we're dealing with a case where he's two sides of the river, meaning he wasn't able to get it on his own. Oh, now we enter the realm of, this is a gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if ne'iver lo titen michshol, you're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning you're not allowed to cause someone to sin. according to the Torah's level, causing someone to sin would be if that person isn't able to attain it on their own, and you're giving it to them. Now you're violating that Isur Torah, the violation of the Torah, of now causing someone, giving someone the ability to sin that they didn't have before. Whereas if, let's say, it's not it's not on the same side of the, two sides of the river, right? Meaning that guy could have attained it on his own, you're just giving it to him, but he could have bought it on his own, so you're not overly Isur Torah. It's not a, that's not the biblical prohibition. It could be the Rabbanan, it could be not. That's a machloket. But that's the din of Lifnei Iver. That's what he's saying over here, where there was on two sides of the river, the guy could not attain it on his own, so you're over the Isur Torah. So the Gemara says, we can also derive this, it says, Hoshit, Vilokatani ten. It doesn't say give it to me, it says like pass it to me. Meaning, he wasn't able to attain it on his own, Shema Minan, that's what we learn from there. There were two people who were fighting over this shuta. What is a shuta? Rashi says, "Michmor le dagim le chayot." It's a type of net for fish or animals or the like. They were fighting over it. Ahai amar didihu, vai amar didihu. Each one is saying it's mine. Azal chad minayu mesarad parangad de malka. So one of them went and took it to the, gave it to the officials of the king. So Amar Abaye, Yachol Omar, Anna ki Misari, Didi Misari. He could come and say, I that I gave, that's mine that I gave. It belongs to me. So Amar Le Rav Ava, Kokemine, can he really do that? El Amar Ava, Mishamtina Le Ademaiti Le Vekai Vedina. We put him in excommunication until he comes and we stand them in the Beit Din, under actual Din in the Beit Din. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Havabai, Achvuye, Ativna, the Chaveri, he wanted to point to his friends, his friends, food, his friend's stuff. He came in front of Rav. Don't point to it. He said, I will and I will. So now this is an interesting story. Take everything we're about to learn with a grain of salt. So Rav, and don't try this at home. Yeah, Rav Kana now sat in front of Rav. So this is what he heard from him, right? This guy, he's saying, I'm going to go and do it. So, you know, I guess like someone's coming to steal. He's like, I'm going to point towards this person's stuff. So he, what did he do? Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav. Shamte le korei minei. He kind of cracked the guy's neck and killed him. He killed the guy. So kari Rav ilave. Rav said the pasuk, banayich ulfu shachavu berosh kol chutzot ketom michmar. Meaning, ma toze kivan shenapal me michmar. Just like this ox that fell into this trap, we don't have mercy on him. So too the money of Am Yisrael that fall into the hands of the goyim, we don't have mercy. So Amar le Rav, should look yourself over here. Should say Amar le Rav Kahana. He said to Rav Kahana, Ada idna, until now Havu should say Yavna. Yevnae, the Greeks were the lokapte ashvichut amim. They weren't so strict on murder. But ashta ika yevnae, the kapte ashvichut amim. But now they are, or so I should say parsai, however you read it. There were Greeks that weren't strict. Now they're parsaim that are strict. The kapte ashvichut amim, they are strict on murder. Vamri mardino mardin, they're going to come and say, he's a murderer. This guy's a murderer. So he tells him, Rav tells Rav Kahana, kum sak. Go to Eretz Yisrael. The Kabil alach delo takshel Rabbi Yochanan shavashanin. Rav Kahana was a gaon adir, so he said, "Don't ask any questions to Rabbi Yochanan 7 years." So Azal ashkachel Rish Lakish. He went to the yeshiva. He saw Rish Lakish. The yati became same. Tifta was finishing the shiur. The Yom Rabbanan, on the day of the Rabbanan, he was teaching them in Chozer lehem. He was teaching them a repetition of what Rabbi Yochanan had taught them that day. Amar lehu Rish Lakish hecha. He said, "Where's Rish Lakish?" Amrule, they said, "Amai, why do you want to know?" Amar lehu hai kushiyav, hai kushiyav, hai perukav, hai perukav. I have all these questions I want to ask. They didn't say you can't ask on Rish Lakish. They said you couldn't ask on Rabbi Yochanan. So Amrule, the Rish Lakish, they said to Rish Lakish, "Azal Rish Lakish." Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish went to Rabbi Yochanan, and I said to him, "Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan, Ari Alami Bavel, a lion came from Bavel." Talking about Rav Kahana. Tomorrow when you give shiur, make sure you're a lot more careful, because be careful, he's going to ask you questions. So lemachar otvua v'darak kamad kamed Rabbi Yochanan. The next day, they put him in the first row of the Beit Midrash, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. You know what it was to get into the first row of the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Yochanan? He must have been a gadol ador. So Rav Kahana was seated in the first row. But they're very strict. So Amar Shmata Velakshe, he said a part of the shiur, and Rav Kahana didn't ask any questions. So Shmata Velakshe, again, next part of the shiur, he didn't ask any questions. So anchate achorei sheva darei. Every time he tried to give part of the shiur, he wouldn't ask questions. They saw, hey, he's probably not that big of a talmid chacham. They started moving him back. One row, two rows, three rows, until they got him to the back row. Seven rows. So ad otve bedarad v'atra, they put him seven rows back until he got to the last row. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he said to Rish Lakish, Arisha Marta Nasa Shual, this lion you were talking about, he became a fox. He's sitting in the back now. He's not a... I was actually just a coincidence. I was listening to a shiur right now. In the Pirkei Avot, we learned, it says you should always be like the tail of the lions, not the head of the foxes. So one explanation he said, Romero Leao said, according to the Remez, is that, obviously it's a much deeper explanation, but according to the Remez, Arayot, what's the tail of the lion? The last letter of lions is a tough. The head of foxes, the first letter of foxes is a shin. You should be like the tough and not like the shin. We need 400 in Gematria and not like 300. Whatever, just an idea. I just heard it in the car right now. So Amar, Yehe Ra'ava Dehani Sheva Dare, Lehebu Chiluf Sheva Shanin, Da'amrili Rav. So he said, Rav Kana said, I got moved back seven rows. Let's say those seven rows are like 7 years that Rav was talking about that I'm not allowed to ask. So now I'm allowed to ask. So Kamakare, he got up and he said, Amar Le Nadar Mor Beresha, Rabbi Yochanan, can you repeat the shiur? Go back again and repeat it. I missed a few points, or he said, start over again. So Amar Shmata Bakshe, he said part of it, and Rav Kana started asking questions. Okma Bidara Kama, they put him back in the front row again. Amar Shmata Bakshe, he asked other questions, part of the shiur, and he asked other questions. Rabbi Yochanan Hava Yativ Ashiva Bistarke, he was sitting on seven cushions, Rabbi Yochanan. Shalfele Chada Bistarka Bintute. Every time Rav Kana would ask a good question, Rabbi Yochanan would remove one cushion. So Amar Shmatav Akshele, he said another part and he asked the question, Adushalfele Kulu Bistarke Bintute, until he took out all the cushions. Adi Ativ Al Aran, until he was sitting on the floor. Rabbi Yochanan Gavras Sabah Hava Umasarche Bigvine. Rabbi Yochanan was an elderly Chacham who was his eyes were covered. He had a long. The Gemara actually in different places explains Rabbi Yochanan's what he looked like. So they say Rabbi Yochanan was like a very big obese man. Number one. Number two, they said he had very long eyebrows that would cover his eyes. They're very long. And they also the Gemara also says he was the most beautiful man in the world. To the extent that the Gemara says that he would sit outside the Beit HaTvilah, the Mikveh, so that when the women would come out, the first thing they would see is him, so they would have banim, they would have children as beautiful as him. Right? I'm not getting into that, how he's allowed to do that, but...
He was not looking at it.
Right, exactly. Because he had eyebrows that were so long, his eyes were covered, he couldn't even see them. Right? So what over here, his eyebrows are covering his eyes. I want to see what he looks like. Can you lift my eyebrows? I guess he couldn't lift it himself, he was so old. Lift my eyebrows so I can see Rav Kahana. Dalulu mechalta de kaspa. They used some utensil, they had some eyebrow lifter that they came and lifted his eyebrows with. Chaza de peridad sfate. They saw, he saw that Rav Kahana was like smiling at him. He didn't realize that Rav Kahana had some problem with his lip. He thought Rav Kahana was like laughing at him, like, ah, you think you're a chacham, look at what I can do. So savar achucha mechechbe. He thought he was laughing at him. Chalash da'ateh v'nachnashe. So Rav Yochanan got weak, and because he got weak and he got hurt from that, Rav Kahana died. On the spot, he died. So lemachar, the next day, Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbanan, Chazetu de Bavda'a yechi avid. You see the Babylonians, how they are? You saw what he did, Rav Kahana? So Amru le darkei achi. They said, he has a problem with his lip. He wasn't laughing at you. So al legavei ma'arta, he went to the cave where Rav Kahana was buried. Again, take it with a grain of salt. Chaza dehava, he saw, flipping the amud, hadra le achna. He saw there was a snake, a big snake, that was kind of protecting him at the head of the cave, Rashi says. Amar le achna achna. So Rabbi Yochanan said to the snake, 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 patach pumech v'ikanes harav etzel tamid, open your mouth and allow the Rav to go speak to his student. Velo patach, he didn't open. Says, yikanes chaver etzel chaver, let the friend go speak to his friend. Velo patach, he didn't open. Yikanes talmid etzel harav, let the student go and speak to his rabbi. Patach le, and then he opened his mouth and he allowed him in. Barach ameh ve'okmeh, he prayed for Rav Kahana and he brought him back to life. He did tchiyat ametim. Amar le, he said to him, ihava yadane de darkei de mor achi lo chasha da'ati, if I would have known that you had this problem with your lip, I never would have, felt bad. Hashta, leiti mor ba'adan, come back with us. Amar le, imatzilim iv'ei rachamei de tula shachivna azilna. V'ilo lo azilna. If you pray for me that won't happen again, that I won't die again, then I'll come. But if not, it's too risky for me. So ho'il v'chalav sh'ata chalif. Once that the miracle happened and he came back to life, he didn't want to risk it, so he didn't go back with him. Tayre, okme shayle, chosfekat havale. He asked him all the questions that he had. Ufashtinu niale, and he answered them. Haynu damar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan says, dilechon amerai, dilechon hi. He thought originally that it's it's yours, meaning it's the Torah that belongs to Eretz Yisrael. But he says, no, I really understood. It's really the Torah belongs to Bavel. The Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel were so much greater. The Gemara then says, we're going to have a handful of stories here. Ha'ud Achave Antachsad Rabbi Abba. There was someone that was pointing to the, it was like a jewel, a tachshit of Rabbi Abba. Yativ Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Paveh, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Yativ Rabbi Ila, Gabay, Rabbi Ila was sitting with them. Savur lechivay, they thought to make him liable for doing that. Mehadit not from the Mishnah that says dan et adin, if you judge a case, zikah dechayav vechayevet dezakai, you made the liable one non liable and the non liable liable. Timet the tahor tiyer tamen, you made the tahor one tamen, the tamen one tahor. Mash asa asui v'shalami beito, what you did is done and you have to pay for it on your own from your home. So what do you see? You should be liable. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said. That's only if he actually gave it with his hand. So Amarile Amrile Zile Gabed Rishumakim go to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar bin Pedan, Rabbi Elazar, the Daini Dina de Garmi, they judge cases of Garmi. What's Dina de Garmi? That's indirect damages. So Azal Gabai, they went to him, Khivebi Matnitin, they made him liable from the Mishnah. They says, Ime Khamada Gazlam, it's because of the thief, Khayab Lamin Losadakhir, you have to give him another field. And we said it's talking about a case where he pointed to the field. So even if he pointed to the field and the guy comes and steals it because of it, that's on you. Then, Hau Gavra, we have now three stories of cases of someone who saved himself with money that belonged to someone else. Hau Gavra, Dava Mafkid Le Kasad De Kaspa, there was a silver cup that was left with him, deposited with him. Sliku Ganvei Lave, thieves came in, Shakla Yahavule Yahavalehu. So he picked up the cup and gave it to them. Atala commander Ba, the Rabba Patre, he came to Rabban, Rabba said, you're exempt. Amarle Abaye, Abaye said, Haim Matzil Atmom, Manu Chaverohu. He's saving himself with his friend's money. Why is he exempt? So, Ela Amaravash Yechazenan, we see the following. I Inish Amidu, if he's a strong guy, Adatadideyatu. His mindset was on his own accord, meaning he was thinking about himself, trying to save his own money. Vilon, if he's not a strong guy, Adatade Kasparatu. They came because of him, whereas if it was because of his, he was not strong, they came because of his money. So meaning if it was because of, he was a strong one, then he should be liable. But if not, then he should not be liable. Ha'u Gavra, there was a person, Dava Mafkid, Gabe Arnakad, Pidon Shbuim, they left a wallet of money with him for redeeming captives. Sliku Ganavei Lave, thieves came to him, Shlakai Avane Alayu, he gave the money to them. Atta the Kamei de Rava, he came in front of Rava, Patra, he said, you're exempt. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, V'amatzil atzmon manu chaverohu. He's saving himself with the money of his friend. So Amar le, Ein lecha pidyon shvuyim gadol mizeh. This is the biggest type of saving captives. He became a captive himself by thieves coming in. So therefore he can pay them to be released. Ha'u Gavra, in the last story, there was a person, Da'aktim v'asik chamera le'mabera, kamei desliku inashem mabera. He took his donkey and he went onto the ship before the other people came onto the ship. Ba'ilat bu'e, and the donkey was going crazy, he wanted to drown the ship. Ata ha'u Gavra, melachle le'chamera de'ahu Gavra, v'shadye le'hanarau teva. He went, this guy came, he saw the donkey was going crazy, he pushed him off the tip and he drowned him in the water. So ata kamei de Rabba, they came in front of Rabba, Patre, he said, you're exempt. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, "V'amatzil atzmon v'mamon chaverahu." He's saving himself with the money of his friend. So Amar le said to him, "Haim ikar rodef hava." This guy was a rodef. Ooh, this guy is someone who's running after another to kill him. Meaning, once somebody is a rodef, he's considered a rodef. He's like a murderer. You're allowed to kill him. So this donkey was trying to kill everyone. So you're allowed to kill him. Rabba letamin, Rabba goes according to his reason. Damar Rabba, rodef shayer rodef achar chavero lehorgo. Somebody was running after his friend to kill him. V'shiberet akelim, and he broke utensils on the way. V'enshel nirdaf, v'enshel kol adam, doesn't matter whose. Patur is exempt from the damages. Sharei mitchayev nasho, because he's liable to death. Meaning he's a murderer once he's running after someone to kill him. And anyone can kill him at that point. And therefore, we say, kim le b'derav aminei, we give the stricter punishment of he's a murderer, rather than giving him damages. The nirdaf, someone who's being run after, so she bear the kelim shel rodef, who broke the kelim of the one running after him, patur is exempt. His money can't be greater than his actual body. We said his body, he's exempt if he damages. How much more so if someone breaks his kelim that they're not liable? Meaning, we said if he broke kelim, he would be exempt. So how much more so if someone broke his kelim, they'd be exempt. But if the guy running away, he broke someone else's kelim, he'd be liable. You're not allowed to save yourself with the money of someone else. If someone was running after someone who was trying to kill someone, to save him, and he broke utensils, doesn't matter whose, patur is exempt. And that's not really true, it's not really the law. But if you don't say that, you will never find someone who is going to save his friend from a rodef, from someone running after him. So what's the halakha in this case? Let's stop there for today, but what's the halakha in regards to a rodef? I mean, throughout the daf, we went through a bunch of halakhot pertaining to Eruvin, Shabbat, all the different aspects. Kimlev the Rabba Mine, when you have two punishments, you give the stricter one. But in regards to a rodef, someone running after his friend to kill him. So the Rambam writes, somebody is running after his friend to kill him, or for some other sin, and he broke kelim. No matter whose kelim it was, he's exempt. Patur min hatashlum, he's exempt from paying because he's liable to death. And we say kim levi derabba mineh. We give the strictest of the two punishments, which over here is murder. He's trying to murder someone rather than paying for the damages of what he caused. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a 1-minute recap.